Meridian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good evening to all. Welcome to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day. I am your host, Lady T. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys on Let's Talk Together. Et bonsoir tout auditeur, auditrice qui fréquence à Guardian 96.9 FM avec un nous parler ensemble, animatrice, communauté haïtienne Lady T. C'est un plaisir lié pour moi là avec nous. How is everybody doing today? I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. For me, I feel like the weekend is just go by too quick, but nevertheless, to God be the glory. My co-host Smith is on his way. He's running a bit late, but he said nevertheless he will be here. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the news that I'm excited about the most. Right? 50% VAT cut on food. The PMSA tax cut will apply to all food and food stores. Tax slash takes effect April 1st. I love it. I don't know if everybody else feels the same way, but I love it because the grocery store, I've always been complaining. It is so expensive. No later than earlier today, I went there. Like, I literally spent $200 and something. And you know, the packing boy asked me, you got it? I'm like, What is it to not get? You know, I'm like, what is it to not get? And it's so because I'm short. So he probably saying you can't lift these. I'm like, what is it to not get? It's literally $200 of grocery. You can lift it by yourself because the VAT on it and the grocery store is really expensive. I went to Super Value earlier. I couldn't believe. Well, when I went there last week, the box of eggs were $6 something. Now, today, it is literally $7.95 plus VAT. I think it's like $8 something with the VAT. I should have taken a picture. Unbelievable. For a box of eggs. And sorry to say, I love eggs. So does my son. So I had to bite the bullet and get the eggs. It's probably where all my money went, just on that one box of eggs, right? So if anybody wants to, you know, get into the conversation, what do you think about the 50% VAT cut on all food items? If you feel like the Prime Minister is doing a good job, and he did one, like I said, for me personally, I think he's doing an awesome job, and I thank him for that because the food store is killing me. So you can, you can be a part of this conversation, 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259. So you can call in to give your opinion on what you think. It can be bad or good because, you know, when you do something, everybody's entitled to their own opinion to know, but not everybody's going to feel the same about what you do. So we're going to have, that's why it's opinion, right? Et communauté haïtienne, vous voulez faire nous connaître et à partir du 1er avril, et Premier ministre Lambert Davis décidé puis couper VAT là. OK, VAT nous payer sous bagay les nous acheter dans shop. C'est sel dans shop là fait ça. M'a dit nous ça. C'est sel dans shop qui vend manger. OK, I'm going to repeat that again. So when you guys don't go and buy your car parts and, you know, buy other things, so all the shops will be like, oh, hold on, it's five. I think it's, you know, I thought the Prime Minister did that 50% for everything, every food, every shop. No, it's not every shop. So when you go to John Bull, you still get the same percentage. It's not going to be 50%, okay? So this is just for food items. Communauté haïtienne, m'a répété. Ça, c'est sel pour manger, seulement manger. So à l'autre côté, ou toujours pour payer 12% VAT là. Mais si vous allez dans le shop, vous allez dans le shop, vous allez dans le value ou quand vous allez dans Chinese Land, parce que là, ici, c'est pour le Chinese Land, vous êtes à côté. I was listening to the show right before mine, and the lady said, stop. If all the black people stop going to the Chinese, they won't make any money. And I kind of agree with that, right? Yeah, I agree with that too. I don't see what they're doing, but anyhow, they did soon. Because I don't see them giving nothing back to the community. But, you know, it is what it is. But yes, for my Asian people, I know y'all really support the Chinese. So I'm letting y'all know when y'all go there, it is 50% fat cut on food. Okay? So pa di, let I know not shop. Et c'est même bagay, mais c'est celle let I know shop qui van manger. Celle là, il y a un shop qui va manger et au camp, nous avons besoin de 50% et vat la cap coupé et sous la manger. Ok, je crois ça son bel bagay que le premier ministre l'a fait. Et je suis arrivé le monde pour demander ça et penser de ça. Mais si vous voulez l'émission, c'est 323-6230. Si vous avez plus de questions, vous avez posé des atouts. Ou carré l'émission, ok? Because people said they listen to the show, but for some reason, I see when I'm at Guardian, you guys are scared to call. Why? Y'all are scared? I know it can be a little... How should I say that? It can be a little hot at Guardian at times, but I don't want y'all to be scared to call in, okay? If I'm on the show, do not wait till I'm done with the show to ask me questions. Call. No timid. When no pep no really emission Guardian. No, but I'm in global. No, I'm pil munte kon aprele na global. I don't see why you can't do the same thing here. It's the same show. It's just different at times, but it's the same show. Okay. So le meilleur pour nous relever c'est 323-6230, 325-4316, 325-4259. I want to say a deepest sympathy to Pastor Paul Shisti on the passing of his wife. I heard that the funeral was today. Pastor Paul, may the good Lord be with you. I know it's tough, you know, losing your better half. Hey, Pastor Paul, on behalf of a Guardian, avec Lady T, we will do condolences. À madame que ou enterré jeudi hein me connais ça tellement triste mais que bon Dieu fort grâce que bon Dieu bon force avec courage me quoi Smith t'est allé il t'a représenté because moi même là me t'ai connais de lui il était trop tard me pas de aller dans enterrement though when I learned about the time of the funeral it was already too late so I definitely couldn't make it. That was the only reason that I didn't go, but which and I had found out earlier, I would have definitely attended that funeral because Pastor Paul is a great friend of mine, a great leader in the Haitian community, one who I have great respect for. Also, you know, all the pastors is my friend. Everybody knows that, right? But there are some that I'm closer to than the others, you know. I guess it's the older ones that have been here for a long time. For longer, I tend to have a better relationship with them. So that is why, okay? Smith, map tanou, mba konen kotoye, but map relo, mba kajenou, mta souhaite ke ou nan wout, ou vin fè emission, parce que ou du te avvinim, mta souhaite ke ou nan wout, pou vin fè emission. But map di sa anko, si yon moun ta vle participe, nan yon konversasyon mwa pale, de fat kat la, sa nou panse de li, nou ka text me tout si nous pas gain minute dans téléphone nous ka text me dans 431 1514 qui c'est le numéro PAM ou nous ka text me dans 420 47 96. OK, 420 47 96, c'est le numéro. That is the text line, that's the number to text if you don't have any minute or whatever and you just want to text, so you can use the text line to do so, powered by BTC. So anybody who's interested can do that. Et m'ta souhaité encore, m'di tout mon enfant, pas oublier show sa sponsor, à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, pour moun ki besoin checker TTO, si vous voulez faire appartement, yo gen trois locations pour Edo, yo gen trois locations. Yo gen location nan Kamakelodge, yo gen location nan excusez-moi qui bo Princess Margaret là. OK. So nous même si nous voulons pour nous faire appartement nous, yo gen location valable pour nous même pour nous aller. OK, m'di trois location yo gagne pour nous, so pas oublier pour toujours checker tête ou la fenêtre sur grand monde qui gagne qui grosse en femme grosse qui t'a même checker tête li li calé là dans front terrace pour la checker pour la checker tête li because you fait ça tout you checker fee. So communauté haïtienne t'a souhaité nous faire ça plus vite spécialement femme yo t'a souhaité ça c'est un bagage nous faire. Et puis vite l'autre location c'est dans Saint-Novel, on va comme te dit ça déjà, l'autre location c'est dans Saint-Novel, Kamakelodge avec et dans la cour l'hôpital Princess Margaret Hospital. Hello, good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Together.
Yes, good evening, lady. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, ma'am. I'm doing well. Just enjoying listening to the show.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you're talking about the the 50% decrease in the VAT and the Chinese and different things like that, right?
Mm-hmm. I am talking about the 50%, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. But I mean, first of all, it's not going to come until April 1st.
No.
Yeah, I hear people talking, you know, cracking the joke that April Fool's Day, you know.
I don't think so. I think because, you know, you need the consumers, they need time to, you know, adjust the system. Because, you know, you've always had the 12%, so it's going to take time to adjust because you got to upgrade the system over in order
but
to
But you know
it.
What's interesting about that? I heard Supermarket Association or whatever you call them, I think Rupert Roberts was saying that the government has not even consulted them on the issue as yet.
Well, that's what they said?
Yeah, so I think that's very interesting. I feel as if if you're going to make an announcement like that, the stakeholders should be notified before you make the announcement.
I agree.
You know what I mean? I feel as if everything should be finalized before you come to the public and even give your date.
Mm-hmm.
You understand where I'm coming from, Ma?
I agree.
And the thing about it, too, is that if we're talking about trying to save or cut the cost of groceries, right, by the time it's April 1st come around, everything could be higher. You know, I mean, at least, I guess the 50% reduction would be a saving for then. But by then, the things now will still be costing more.
Right.
You know, even with that 5% reduction in the VAT, something that you pay for today will still cost more with that 5% off, with that 50% off.
Yeah, the prices fluctuate at times. I was just talking about the eggs.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I'm like, what? I can't believe it. Like a few days ago, I went there, eggs was only like $6.
Yeah, and today. I heard you talking about the $200 in the grocery too.
Yes, and it's only like 12 eggs. What the hell?
Listen, I mean, I can relate, you know.
I nearly stopped eating eggs after I found that.
but when you were talking about the parking boy asking you about the $200 worth of the groceries.
Yeah, he like,
he
can you
that
lift
it
that?
It was so little that you could carry it yourself.
Yeah, I'm like, yes, I got it.
Years ago, $200 would get you, I mean, like, bags of groceries.
Mm-hmm, a whole trolley full.
Yeah, you definitely need a parking boy to put them in a grocery and roll them up to the car for you.
Yeah, I think
you
we just need to invest more in our agriculture because we don't have it here.
So, I mean,
that's
so
all it is.
I feel as if
young people, I just feel like too much of us want to be a doctor, want to be a lawyer, wants to be in the office more than being in the field more, learning more about our agriculture, learning more about our soil.
Who do you think is to blame for that?
The parents?
I think the government.
Well, I've been seeing the government working towards the agriculture. It's the parents. You have some kids that grew up in the home, and the parents said, "Hey, I want you to be a doctor. I'm sending you to college. I'm not sending you to college to come back here and go in no field."
Why do you think? the Chinese people are the way they are. I mean, not just in, because in the earlier show they were talking about immigrants, right? The immigrant population, how they, when they migrate, how they perform in new environments, right? But not just that, but the Chinese people themselves. They're all into technology and into production and stuff like that. And they, you know, how do you think they get like that?
Well, they invest in themselves. They invest in...
No, but you don't think it's the government?
Well, it is the government, but, you know, we can't put China in this
yeah,
little country.
Yeah, because China has a, what they call that, what we've been talking about, like a national vision, national plan. They have, but they have that. So no matter which one of the, no matter which Chinese, no matter which individual succeeds the present leader, they have this plan that they have set out, that they're trying to achieve, that they're trying to work toward. We don't have that. So since we don't have that, we
so
don't
what
have
you, what
to,
you
we
really
are trying
saying
to educate
is, right,
our
what you,
population mm-hmm. to suit the future goal.
Right.
You know what I mean? Our goal, I mean, our traditional way of governance here is to get a private investor. Right, get them to come here, preferably to build some hotel, right? Mm-hmm. And then to get people to fill it up and just be servants in the hotel industry. So if you need, if all you need are individuals to go in the hotel industry, they don't need to be that smart. You understand where I'm coming from?
Right.
I didn't hear you?
I'm listening to you. I understand.
Yeah, so you blame the government because the government has no vision. The government is the one, everything falls and rises on leadership. So the government is the one who sets the situation in the nation. They are the one who sets the curriculum to produce the human being that they want to see in the community. In Germany, back in those days, you know, it was about the education system. And then if you go to certain countries, you'd be surprised to see the type of education system that they have, technology-based. You know, you understanding them from economically based, mm-hmm. because they are educating children mm-hmm. to keep going, whatever type of system that benefits their country or whatever kind of goal that they're heading toward. We don't have that,
right?
You know, and but I feel as if though with the Chinese businesses. Mm-hmm. It'll be difficult for individuals to stop supporting them as long as their prices are lower.
Yeah, that's where the trouble comes from.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got to face it, business is business.
Yeah, people are, I always say people are going to save wherever they can save a dollar or two, they're going to go there.
You understand, and you can't blame people for that.
No, you cannot.
You know what I mean? So you're going to have to either find a way to compete mm-hmm. or find a way to get rid of them.
That is true.
You understand where I'm coming from?
Say, especially in these hard times.
Yeah, I mean, there's no other way. You'd be better you go talk to the cow and or something than to talk to these people and tell them don't go to the Chinese as long as the Chinese prices are cheaper.
Yeah, that is so true.
But like how I was talking about the governance also.
Right.
Not to say that I want our government to take this extreme measure that I'm about to mention, right?
Right.
But I don't know if you're familiar with an African leader. His name is Idi Amin.
Mm-hmm. I've heard about him.
Yeah, and they like to portray him as being this evil, wicked man.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you got to be careful too. Whenever you see, in particular, a black leader that's being made to look as if he's a monster. You know, you got to look deep into that because chances are he was a good person. You know, but anyhow, but he had a policy in Uganda
mm-hmm.
whereas he wanted to kick out all the Chinese people and all the Jews because they were bad for the economy. They were benefiting too much from the economy of Uganda while Ugandans were not.
Mm-hmm.
You understand where I'm coming from? So he wanted to run them with the country. And that's kind of why he got such a bad name for himself too, you know. But so, like I said, I don't want our government to say take that extreme measure, right?
Right.
But I would like our government to say, well, pay attention to what's going on within the community and within the nation in terms of how much real estate that these people are accumulating, for one, the type of businesses that they are opening. Mm-hmm. Liquor stores are not good for the country. You know, that kind of way. We don't want a bunch of liquor stores. People said, like they were talking about in the prior show, that all that the Chinese them stop selling, that they stop selling rice and thing. All they selling is rum.
Yeah, and
I feel as if a good government would curb that. You understand where I'm coming from? Mm-hmm. Because alcohol is not good. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like what, if you know history, it's kind of like what the British did to the Chinese some years ago, many years ago, with the opium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had them all strung out on opium, so now the Chinese over here, and they're stringing us out on the rum.
Right.
You understand where I'm coming from? But so I feel as if to try and discourage Bahamians from supporting the Chinese businesses, black businesses are going to have to be able to compete. So whatever strategy the Chinese are using,
it's simple, you know. The strategy they are using is they together.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, they are together.
I was going to say the strategy they use is that they pool their resources or whatever, they buy
yes.
in bulk.
They buy in bulk, and then when you go look for something, you can't find it. But the Chinese, every Chinese store has it.
You understand where I'm coming from?
Like, for example, I wanted to try this new Radler, right? This lychee new Radler, right? And nobody has that, right? I don't know if Wally tried that yet, but Wally, I'm going to have to let you try that. It's kind of sweet. So nobody has that. When you go to the Chinese, how do they have it in the Bahamian liquor stores? Don't have it.
You're joking. but there's something else I know that's only them have too. I mean, I don't know if it's, like every other store I've been into, I haven't seen it, but only this particular Chinese, but have you ever tasted the coconut hibiscus by the mouth?
No, I haven't tried that yet. I've had the ginger.
Yeah, the ginger. Yeah, the ginger's all over the place.
Yeah, but the coconut hibiscus, that sounds interesting.
I went to Chinese the other day, and I saw a coconut hibiscus by the mouth. Right? I tried it, and I must admit that it was pretty good. You know, they tasted really good. But like you said, they have things that other people don't have.
Mm-hmm, because they buy in bulk.
It's crazy too, though, Misty. We have gotten to a point in our society where we crack jokes and say that, the Chinese is make everything. Like for example, like people start saying they might make a particular product now, and the product you buy now that you used to buy, and the product you used to buy no more, just to say buy them up.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Chinese buy them up now, that's some fake buy them up. I mean, like, you know, it's a serious thing how we have these people in our society who are capable of doing such things, who we suspect some of us are actually doing these things, right? But we don't care. You know what I mean? I think we care,
but what can you do about it? People always think if there's nothing you can do about it, there's no use of even talking about it. Like, why are you going to even catch them?
And that goes back to the government again, you see, Ms. T, Lady T. Mm-hmm. See, they're supposed to be the ones who are supposed to police those type of things in the society. You know, that kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Social ills, vices. You know, things like that. I mean, but we don't have leaders who are truly concerned about a proper nation.
And to tell you the truth, wherever I see a new Chinese liquor store or any kind of store, I get upset because how the hell are we? You selling food, right? But you're selling liquor.
Yes.
Make it make sense. Like
every
time they open something, I feel
I heard someone saying that when the Chinese are here, they eat all the duck with the pond. I don't know what true that is. You know, something when the fellas are here building or something, they used to go to the pond and I no more duck. You got to watch them too because they'll clean up everything. You know, you got to watch them.
We complain and we still support them. Period.
Yeah, but,
these people
but
have
saw,
all these
I mean,
things
because,
to say, and
yeah,
they
I
still
mean,
go there and they still purchase the food. Say, oh, we're eating, what they used to say? We're eating dogs. We're eating cats.
That's right. Listen, lady, mom, let me get this.
And
me.
We still go and we buy the food from them.
I very rarely eat them. Right? And I mean, to be honest with you, like, I just have this thing where I imagine myself being a Chinese person in a way sometimes, right? Not a Chinese person, but say myself as a black man in China.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and probably having an attitude of I probably don't like Chinese people like that. You understand where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm.
And I feeding them. You understand where I'm coming from? I'm capable of doing anything. You know, and then there was a video that there used to be a Chinese, it's closed now. I think it's closed now. It used to be a Chinese restaurant on Michael Road.
Right.
Like Midway. And there was a video that was out where a gentleman was riding past in his car. A black man was riding, Bahamian fellow was riding past in his car.
Mm-hmm.
And he happened to see the Chinese man in the cesspit. You know the kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
So he started talking. He said, "What you doing in that cesspit?" "What you doing in that cesspit?" "What you doing in that cesspit?" So you come with this car and you walk up to the man. You walk up to the Chinese man. The Chinese man got the big, you know, the big them big oil, that big yellow jug oil.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you got one of them and you putting some stuff in it. And see, I don't know if you ever heard of a thing in China called gutter oil.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard
of that. Right, yeah, I mean, but the thing about it is that I thought that after seeing that video, I would have heard something from it, like from the government or the police or something national-wise, because that is concerned.
Right.
You understand where I'm coming from?
Maybe they went there and didn't find any kind of evidence. You never know.
No, ma'am. I mean, but like there was no.
Some people are good. Nothing. Some people are good at hiding the evidence. So
yeah, but I
can't
mean,
say.
But
maybe they investigated because I'm sure the police don't let nothing go out of their sight. If they see anything on social media, they will go there.
Trust me, you know, love. Some police officer, some law enforcement officer, some government official had to have seen that video. You know, someone had to have seen that.
And that's what I'm telling you, I am pretty certain that they went and they investigated and probably didn't see anything. Didn't find anything.
Yeah, like I say, I just, when it comes to trusting people and trusting situations, I just try to be as cautious as I can because nowadays, living in today's world, people are strange, you know?
Yeah, they are. But do you know something? I wanted to send congratulations to Mr. George Robinson. He owns the Base Road Liquor Store on Nassau Street, He's been there for 50 years, right?
Yes, I saw it.
And he gave away a car, he gave away a TV and $1,000 cash.
Yes, ma'am.
That is the kind of things that we want Bahamian businesses to do, giving back to the community.
Would he also,
unfair competition, and that's what I was getting at. And would he also does is every New Year's Day he. What he does in his community in the Bain and Grantstown, he give back where he have food for almost 1,000 people, free food and drinks. Have you ever seen the Chinese do anything like that?
No.
Mm.
But like I said before, like you said before, prices is the prices. And even he even said it's difficult to compete with the prices.
Well, it is difficult because he's probably purchasing from, well, probably definitely purchasing from Burn Soaps and the other people, and where you can go to Burn Soaps, if he sells a case of Kalik for $48, you can go to Burn Soaps. Me or you can just go there and get it for the same price. That is unfair competition. Mm-hmm. If the man is buying pilots of stuff, why should me and him pay the same price?
That's true. You know something, too? Do you know I found it to be such... I started to be talking on your show so long, ma'am.
I have no problem.
But you know, do you know what I found to be very interesting one time too? I was looking for a case of tuna fish, right? A particular brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was calling around to find out who was the distributor.
Right.
You know, because normally the distributor would be the cheapest, right?
Right.
So I called the distributor and I got the price. And someone said, "Man, call a Chinese shop."
People always does that.
So I call a particular Chinese store, right?
Right.
And I called two of them, and two of them had them cheaper than the distributor. But one had it even, you know, one had it cheap. So, I mean, of course, I went down. You know, but I'm just trying to say that, it's even interesting that they have products cheaper than the distributor, than the agent. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, wow. But like you say, they... they don't contribute, they don't give back. And but I mean, the only thing I could say sometimes is that at least they make things affordable for Bahamians that they would have paid more for going.
Well, the same thing that they're doing, we Bahamian business owners can do it. But
yes,
because we have a jealousy problem, we don't know how to live together.
Yes, ma'am.
And how to come together and knowing unity is strength. That is where we fall.
Don't they have a local some type of union grocery committee or like some unification where the local grocers have some type of grouping together where they come together? Don't they have something like that?
I don't know.
I think maybe years ago. I could be wrong. But if they do, if they have some type of association,
mm-hmm.
right, where they have some grocery stores come together, then, like you said, they should do what the Chinese do in terms of purchase in bulk. All of them should come together.
But again, that's the thing, coming together.
Yeah,
it's the hardest part for them.
And what they should do, all of them should come together and build a big old warehouse.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's what the Chinese did.
Yeah, all of them should come together, get one big old warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I thought I heard my cat. My cat outside. I think I got to go. I love my cat. I mean, I got my yard fencing, but I think a foreign cat is coming. I think I hear my cat. She's a female, so I don't want her.
I don't want anything happening to your cat.
Thank you so much. It was really nice. Just like I said before, we need leaders who really care.
Yes.
And we don't have that. So, but all the best to you. And I always listen sometimes. And I don't call, but I always listen. I'm on the side of the Haitian people. I love them. And, you know, I don't know why we can't respect them like how we should. And it's foolish because I blame the leadership for that, because they should have educated us black people in our African history. And mm-hmm. that way we would have seen our Haitian people the right way we should have seen them. You know, that kind of way. Because it's a shame that as black people, our greatest problem is our own black people. Mm-hmm. I love you, Mommy. Take care.
You too. Have a good night. Thank you so much for participating in the show. I appreciate it. That was okay. You are still tuned in to Guardian 96.9 FM. We will be right back after this break.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with freshness and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Well, we are back with Guardian 96.9 FM, Fresh News Smart Talk, with Let's Talk Together, indeed, your host, Lady T. I had my caller called in just now. I feel like he was my guest. I enjoyed the call. So if anybody else wants to participate, we are still talking about the 50% VAT cut on food. So if you want to participate, you can call us on 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. If you want to give me your thoughts, what you think about the 50% VAT cut on food items, you feel like the Prime Minister is going the right direction, you feel like he's doing a good job. Personally, I already said that I feel like he's doing a good job because the food store is killing me, right? You know, the food store and BPL is actually my biggest thing. But, you know, BPL has gone down a little bit for me. So no complaints there. What's the food store now? He's just, you know, look like he's been listening to the show because he's touching everything one by one. So communauté haïtienne a parlé de 50% vat qui coupé et n'a mangé. Là, il y a un shop, il y a un super value, il y a un Chinese, il y a un lot shop qui vont manger. Qui n'a pas petit shop à tech qui vont manger. Il n'y a pas chargé nous 12% encore, il y a chargé nous 5%. OK, so pour moun ki ta vle konnen plis de li, nou ka rele m nan 323 6232 325 4316 325 4259. And also if you would like, if you love the show, right? And you want to sponsor the show, please call us at Guardian. It is always good to have you know, your business advertised in English and Creole. And with this show, you can do so. And this is the only show that does that, right? So who else to go to, right? It's only us at The Guardian. So if you want to be like for Terrace Diagnostic Center, baby, give us a call. And said, all you have to say is, I want to invest in Lady T's show. Or let's talk together. That's it. And you can be the next lucky person to get your business translate and do a promo for your business. English and Creole. OK, Pablo, pour moun ki ta vle participe et pour gen business ou tradi en anglais et Creole pour faire ça pi vite pi possible, c'est rele nou à Guardian because this is the only show that does that. OK, hello, c'est celle émission ça qui fait ça. Si ça vle di, pa ton. C'est un magay pour faire rapide pour nous. M'attend l'autre monde pour l'émission si on monde ta amerelé pas oublier le numéro bon ouan c'est 323 6232 et pasteur Daniel Komoye mon salut mon saluer pasteur Jean-Paul Charles mon saluer pasteur Antoine Saint-Louis à Victory Chapel et mon saluer pasteur Michael Bazpa Michael Téléran on connaît pasteur Frito Siméon moi saluer nous en grand Jean Robert Dedonem patando moi saluer tout et tout monde à la ronde bas c'est pas vrai à la ronde bas qui a écouté émission ça mais Kaka Michael you can be in Carmichael area you can be in Fountain Road area Market Street Marquis Street wherever you are listening to moi saluer all right moi saluer in Creole means I greet you. All right, then. I'm teaching you a word today. I'm teaching you a little Creole tonight, free of charge. So wherever you're listening to, I greet you, okay? Mwen salyo an gran jan et pabliye pou nou rele emisyon. Pa timide. Se rele emisyon 323-6232-325-4216. Or, nou ka mesaj mwen nan text line mwen. Ka mesaj mwen nan text line mwen ki se 422-47-96. Megaman sa kap fèt, mwen salye an gran jan, lot moun, mwen salye nou tout ki koute emisyon, ambasad ayisyen, mwen salye tout, paske mwen konnen se pa nou nou ye. So mwen salye Smith, mwen konnen te nan ou tout, men semble ou gonti delay, paske mwen patan nou men, mwen ta souhaite tout bagay bien avec ou Smith, paske this is not like you, so I'm hoping that you are doing okay. You said you are coming. Now, you know, I have to talk a little bit about Haiti's situation, right? So I was browsing through the news, as I normally do, you know, the world news, and I see it says, can Haiti's gangs help solve the political crisis? Some politicians seek to think so, right? Because the January 1st was Haiti's independent. That is their independent January 1st, made them 221 years of independent, right? And then, you know, they have the leader of Haiti's main armed gang, Jimmy Chérizier, alias as Barbecue. Everybody know him as Barbecue. That reminds me of my coworker. Somebody always say, hey, Barbecue. So they call him Barbecue. So it says that Jimmy Barbecue Chérizier announced on the 221st anniversary of Haiti's independence that the country's most powerful gang collision would soon become a political party. Oh, wow. The New Year's Day announcement by the ex-cop who would become a warlord didn't go unnoticed, but it also didn't generate the kind of political debate Haitians are used to. Excuse me. Wow. Es que no tendes a barbecue team. That was just me. You never know. But the powerful gang known as Vive Ensemble. It says live together. That's what his gang, that's what it names. The name of his gang, it means Vive Ensemble, live together, which has been launching deadly attacked all across Port-au-Prince since February of last year. Is among several organizations listed on documents sent to the 15-member Caribbean community that suggest ways the country's troubled political transition can be saved. Can it be saved, though? I don't know. Sometimes I have mixed feelings, right, when it comes to barbecue. For whatever reason, because barbecue was, if you know the story on barbecue, I think I've said this numerous of times, right? Barbecue was an ex-police. His brother was on the police force also, right? But barbecue was betrayed by the police. Barbecue went on, you know, how the police go on these operations. That's the right word. And when he went on the operation, his brother got killed on the line, on the operation whilst he was still on the force. And he didn't want to leave his brother's body there wherever they were. Wherever the operation had taken place, he, as a soldier, he didn't want to leave his brother's body there. So he took his brother's body on his back. For that, he was betrayed by the police. That is why barbecue turned against them. Because there are certain things that was going on barbecue didn't approve of. You know, corruption again. When it comes to Haiti, the only thing that's dragging Haiti down is corruption on top of corruption. And barbecue was a fair man. He was a good police officer. He saved lives. One of these days, I would love to find somebody out of Haiti, an ex-cop. But, you know, they're not going to talk about barbecue. But, yeah. That is why barbecue went on the other side, become a gang leader. But barbecue has always stood up for the Haitian people. He has always stood up for his country. But now, because he's on the wrong side, they're not gonna say he's a good person again because he switched side. But how could you not switch side after you've been betrayed by your own? When you was not for the foolishness that they wanted you to be for. How could you not? That was the only way to have your voice heard, right? Hello, good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Together.
I'm so sorry for calling, Papa.
Not a problem.
But I just want, because you were talking about barbecue, and I want, because I was curious about the barbecue thing, and I was saying to myself that I was wondering if he was, like, really an independent person for the people, or people some type of individual you funded by outside government just to cause disruption. But I mean, but when I found out that he was fighting against leaders that like America and stuff had put in place, I found it to be honorable. You know what I mean? Like when people who were supposed to just been there temporarily after assassination of the former president or prime minister, I mean, the leader of Haiti. And they stayed for years or for a very long time afterwards. Like, and I like how barbecue them wasn't down with individuals who were being appointed by international governments, but they wanted Haiti to take charge and elect their own leaders.
Right.
You know, so I truly respected it, but like I said before, I never really could have gotten an in-depth story. It was just my own personal assumption from the information that I've gathered, you know. But someone had cracked a joke one time, and they were saying that that people talk when they're looking for barbecue, like the law enforcement or people looking for barbecue, they can't find them. But say some white boy reporter could jump on a plane from America and go interview him.
Well, but thank you.
You know, I mean,
you hit the nail right on the head.
I'm just trying to say, and it's a good observation. You know what I mean?
But it is true.
If you're really looking for someone, you have all the forces to find this person. And some journalists could just jump on a plane and just fly to Haiti and go in and go straight
where,
to interview him.
Where do you think the journalists found the information? Let's be curious now.
That's one of the things that made me curious if he was, you know what I mean? Because if he was someone that they really wanted to find who was really causing a problem, they could go and get him.
That's right. If we want to be real about this. The journalists found the information from them.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But like I say, but what I did respect was I did respect how they didn't approve of, like they didn't want Haiti to be a puppet nation.
No.
You know, they didn't want Haiti to have some leader who was just there posted up by America or France or somebody like that. And just, you know what I mean, just ruling through them. You know what I mean? But like I said before, I was just curious about the whole barbecue situation. But I was just listening. I'm glad for the information that you put forward and how he was a former police officer, because that explains, you know, his, you know, the military skills and his ability to organize and different things.
He was a man of dignity.
That's good. But like I say, I just hope the best for Haiti, because in the end, whenever they have these big-time things, the only people who really suffer is the Haitian people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And one last point point to mention is I still can't get over how the United Nations didn't really take any real responsibility for the cholera epidemic that broke out in Haiti. You know, it was the soldiers from Nepal or somewhere like that who had caused the outbreak, and the United Nations didn't. They didn't stand up and take full responsibility for their actions, because cholera was never in Haiti until then. You know, that kind of, and I feel as if that things like that show that the United Nations are not really the best thing when it comes to, say, solving issues of nations like Haiti. You know what I mean? Because for some reason they still don't regard us as being human beings or something. You know, but like I said, that cholera outbreak, you know what I mean? That really had me upset, because, like I said before, many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people died as a result of it, and no one was really held responsible.
How nobody even ever found out the real person who assassinated the Haitian Prime Minister, Jovenel Moïse? That's another thing.
I want to talk on your show. Like I say, thank you very much, your mom. I just, you know, I mean, like I say, I enjoy listening, and you have a good night, mom.
Thank you.
Sorry for calling back.
That's not a problem. I enjoy you calling back. But yes, that's what's going on with Haiti. And like the caller said, a lot of people don't know the real barbecue. Everybody think he's just, you know, this cruel person, this person who's just killing people and trying to finish up with the country, but no, it's not him. You have all type of gang leaders in Haiti, all type of different gang leaders. As a matter of fact, they had another gang leader who had attempted to fight barbecue. So it's a lot going on. And those gang leaders, I'm sure they are founding by the... anyhow, we all know who's doing it. We all know who's behind Haiti and keeping Haiti down on the Haitian problem. We know, but we just don't want to fix it because we are gaining from the situation in Haiti. That's why we are turning a blank eye, because we don't want to do anything about it. Such is life. We just hope, you know, one of these days, Haiti would catch itself. That's my only prayer for them. Mm-hmm. Oh, please do not text me. Please. Please do not text me. If you want to have anything to say, please message. Or I did give you our text line, which is 422-4796. So I gave you my number also. Okay. Well, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Is the number communauté ici mon qui voulait participer dans émission c'est 323-70-32-325-43-16-325-42-59 c'est le numéro pour nous reler émission pas oublier pasteur Daniel moi qui t'en relo déjà pas tant de reler émission pas tant de même reler nous ça veut dire c'est pour reler émission ça parce que me connais émission ça c'est émission Paul Altaïs, salutations, Smith, salutations à vous-même, Baro, même, parce que tout le monde est bien avant, parce que vous avez dit que vous êtes dans la route, vous êtes venu quand même, vous avez dit que vous êtes venu quand même, même quand on est debout, vous êtes venu, vous êtes venu. Est-ce que vous comprenez? Même quand on a dit que vous êtes dans la tête, vous êtes venu, vous êtes venu, vous êtes venu, c'est ça que fait ou pas de venir. Mais on a parlé de Haïti, on a parlé de 50% de vote coupé. Soumanje, qui est premier ministre, Brave Davis, Nana Sobamas, te fait. Et n'a tout parlé de Haïti, moi, un petit bagay, in the world news. I was from the Miami Herald. So, you know, I had to read that, right? About barbecue. Can Haiti get through it? Can they catch themselves? Or when, after 221 years anniversary, independence, when will Haiti catch itself? Ki le Haiti a pran tèt ayo, ki le bagay yo ap chanje Haiti, ki le situation a vin pi meye. When will the people stay home and stop coming into our country, stop coming going to other countries? Because really and truly, if you want to be real with yourself, nobody likes to go to other people's country. I sure don't. When I go, I always say this. When I go to shop, and when my money is done, I'm ready to come home. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I don't like people's country. And I feel like it's just too crowded. I can't. Too much, you know, too hectic. It's not for me. But it's just like the same thing. One of my friends that I haven't spoken to her in a few months, right? She's living in Haiti now. And I think when we talked would have been October or November. It was the last time I heard from her. I definitely have to message her. Right? And her father owns a business in Haiti. And this what I'm saying, she has knowledge of it, but it's not affecting her. No kind of way. Guess why? Because she's one of the elite. She's one of the elite. Guess what happened when I say elite, right? Let me tell you also. For example, the rich people in Haiti, their children don't even go to school in Haiti. That's for one. They barely shop in Haiti. That's two. They have no problem in Haiti because their house is secure. They have 6 to 7 maids working for them. Haiti do not have a middle class. It's either the rich or the poor. That's it. No middle class in Haiti. And it's not, like I said, it's not even touching her. Because her father has a business. And I think I talked to her would have been, not when we spoke in October. But, you know, because we normally talk frequently, but I haven't reached out to her. And she's been busy with school. And I asked her, I said, you coming to visit? And she's like, girl, no, I'm not coming to your small country. I'm like, what? And that was a joke. She's like, girl, I'm not coming to your small country. I'm like, girl, my country is stupid, so beautiful. She's like, yeah, but it's too small for me. That was her response. She goes to Switzerland, Canada, France. They're the kind of places she go. And she's the school in France. Because she have a whole lot of money from her dad company. It don't affect her to what is going on in Haiti. She don't even care to visit. the people that comes here is the people that can't help themselves. They're not the people from Port-au-Prince, because the majority of people from Port-au-Prince are extremely intelligent and has no interest in coming here. None whatsoever. They only might want to come because, you know, at this point now, their country is in a bad state. They have no choice but to run away. And some of them are actually running away from their homes. Running away from their homes. It's not because they want to. They have no choice because the gangs have taken over their homes in Port-au-Prince. This whole riot is just in Port-au-Prince. It is just in the city, not in the entire Haiti. Like, you can go to Cape Haiti. You go to Cape Haiti, which is OCAP, no problem. Because they are two different parts. And you'll be like, okay, I thought they said all this gang thing happening in Haiti and all this is happening. And when you reach the Cape Haiti, it depends on which hotel you stay in. It don't really matter. Well, I'm trying to go this year and I'm going to stay at Satama. That is a gorgeous hotel. I've already looked into it. It's beautiful. And that's where I'm going to stay at, right? And when you go there, you like, is this the same Haiti that people are talking about? Is this the same Haiti that we're seeing in the news where they said it's in chaos and people are shooting people every day, you know, at peace? Is this the same place? My dad went to his hometown because he's not from Cape, but he's from further in the north. And when he went, it's not a problem. I talk to him, I video. As a matter of fact, I video call him at all the times whilst he was there. People are bringing him food and he's eating. My dad, he loves to eat goat, so he believes when he goes there and he kills the goat and they have a feast. They have a feast and they would eat the tassel, which is one of the main dish that the Haitians use. But I don't think a lot of Haitian restaurants here cook that. Only if you go to Haitian Flag Day or something. Once in a year, you would find that dish. But it's like they kill the goat. They slaughter the goat. To be more precise, they slaughter the goat and they eat the meat. That's what they do because a lot of people don't like pork. So instead of the pork, they do the goat. And my daddy loves that. Right? He enjoys that. And when he kills, if he's in Haiti for a month or two, he has to kill about 3 goats. And he have a feast with the neighbor where he's at, and you know, in his neighborhood, and the people love him because he help. When he goes there, he don't eat it to himself, and he take, you know, because of the situation that's in Haiti. So clearly, when he's there, people are happy because he's helping them. He's give them rice and meat, and he does farming, so he has a lot of planting and bananas, yam, and sweet potato, those kind of things. So sometimes what he does, he go into the neighborhood and he give them stuff. So they love that. Like that, oh my God, you can't even talk to him or even don't even touch him. The people will retaliate if you even try touching my dad because he's always so giving to his, you know, the people that's in his community in Haiti. So they love him for that. So no, it is just Port-au-Prince. Everything is happening in Port-au-Prince because the rich people in Haiti wants to stay poor. That is the only problem. And they had something to do with the killing of the assassination of Jovenel Moïse. They were a part of it. Because, why? I'm giving you a little history now. Because Jovenel Moïse wanted them to pay tax. Now, if we all know, we know rich people don't like to pay no damn tax. So Jovenel Moïse came with this tax thing. Hey, since y'all have so much money, it would be good for y'all to pay tax into the country. And, you know, in us building more roads. Because Haiti is so huge. You need roads. And they wasn't for that. Definitely they conspired to assassinate that poor man. And from since then, Haiti has been going downhill. He said, what? He said, they said, I'm sure they said that. I wasn't there, but it's like, you know, and all the rich people in the room, you can hear them. He's going to what? We're going to pay what? No, 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 no. We have to take him out. There's no way we're going to be paying this bunch of tax. We want to, the more money we make, the more we're going to keep. We're not going to pay no tax to this country. The best thing we're going to do is get rid of him. And that's what they did. That's what they did. Okay, you guys are still tuned into Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh New Smart Talk. I'm your host, Lady T. We will be right back with Let's Talk Together.
Chita, s'il vous plaît, y'a prélé pour radiographie. Thaler, c'est ça qui fait relé Saltan. Ou pas un problème dans Fortress Diagnostic Center, image at Grosvenor's, nous pas jamais faire plusieurs rendez-vous résultat. Ça veut dire entrée, sortie. Si test depuis stage ou montré écran, radiologue nous, car qu'on dit alternatif, test dépitage ça. Qu'on y a la même. Ou bien, relez-nous dans 328-81-57 pour faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, Image à Grosvenor, ou bien relez-nous dans 328-81-57 pour faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, Image à Grosvenor, ou bien visitez la location nous, Kamakelod, Chaudia.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, no, wait, just a hard day. Wait,
hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave his boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody.
The real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Croc Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you. And your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Some medical facilities pride themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an x-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good evening to all. Welcome to Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. For those who are just tuning in, I am talking about the 50% VAT cut on food. And I am also talking about Haiti. You know, whenever I get a chance to, I have to talk about Haiti because Haiti's situation is just, you know, getting worse and worse. Et communauté haïtienne, bonsoir tout le monde, auditeurs, auditrices qui fréquentent sur Guardian 96.FFM. Si un monde fait un branché, on a parlé de 50% VAT taxe et premier ministre Nassau Bahamas, Philippe Brive Davis, qui dit qu'a commencé 1er avril. Okay, like my caller mentioned, I forget to tell him that I was reading in the comments on you know, the Facebook, and for persons was like, oh, okay, this is going to be April Fool, you know, because it's the 1st of April. But I don't think it's going to be April Fool. It's going to be a new day for us. I mean, for myself, because I can't deal with this grocery price, you know. It's ridiculous. So that is fine for me. But, yeah, to eat. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But for me, the Prime Minister is doing an awesome job. Et pour les gens qui voulaient participer, 323, 62, 32, 325, 42, 16, 325, 42, 59, if you want to participate in the conversation, you can call us at 323-62-32, 325-43-16, 325-42-59. I left the 50% VAT tax, and I was VAT cut on food items. It will take effect on April 1st. And I was talking about the Haiti situation, and I just explained a little bit more to my listeners because, you know, most of the times we hear that Haiti is going through this crisis and we hear that the people are coming into the country. And, of course, we are fed up with seeing so much Haitians here, and especially if they are here illegal, which is the worst part about it. And if anybody knows me, knows that I am not for it. Anybody who ought to come in this country supposed to be here the right way. Okay, illegal, I'm not for at all. Everybody's supposed to be here the right way, and everybody's supposed to be paying their VAT, their tax, paying their bills, just like how I do, right? There's no freebie here because I don't get it as being a citizen here. So why should I allow you to get it, right? The only way for this country to grow is by us paying our tax. That's the only way we grow, investing in the country so we can have a better tomorrow, not only for us, but for our grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren. And, you know, when we go, we'll be like, oh, my God, thank God, I'm at peace because I know things are getting right in the country. My child will find a good job. They will find a good education. So that is very important to me, and I'm sure everybody else, the majority of us, you know, feels the same way, and that's why we tend to have a little, you know, some of us tend to have a little, I'm not going to say all, grudge when it comes to the Haitians. But remember, poor people is not a burden. It's good to look at the ones that has money that can buy the land, buy the islands without you knowing. That's the tricky part. Mm-hmm. Trust me, it's an eye-opener. And you have some that are purchasing the islands and you don't know, and are purchasing this property and that property. Yep, they're the ones you should be looking at. But yes, yeah, so if anybody is here, you ought to be here in the right way. And if they are, it's because some has no choice. I watched a video with this guy who was on TikTok, and it was a journalist. And where these persons left their homes in Port-au-Prince, as I mentioned earlier, they flee from their homes. This man, he said he has two homes in Port-au-Prince, two. Not one, but two. And I forget which area he said. But I think it was Delma and somewhere else. And he said it's, as a man, he feels like he's failed. He said he did the proper thing. He went to school, got a good education, got a good job at one of the government local office down there. So he was making money and looked like he's very intelligent. Purchased two homes, him and his wife, their kids, and they had to flee. And, you know, the journalist said, well, where are you going? He said, what I am going to do is go, you know, I'm going to go where my wife's family are from. That's in the inner city, you know. I'm like, wow. That's sad. And he wasn't the only one. But he had two houses. That's why I remember it correctly. You know, the ones what was the other, and you had other persons, hundreds of people leaving their homes because the gang leaders took over their homes, made their homes become theirs. took over everything. Can you imagine? You have no say. Somebody just came and they invade your space, your home, something you already paid your entire life for, your life saving, your mortgage. Can you just imagine something like that? And it's just like the same thing that's happening in California now with the fire taking over. My heart goes to those people when I watched CNN. Their house is getting burned from the fire. But, you know, such is life. It can happen to anybody. It can happen anywhere. If it didn't happen to you, it's because of God's grace. And I always say, God lives here. But that doesn't mean that we have to treat each other the way we do at times. We need to learn to have a change of heart. Each one help one. That way, we can grow stronger together and more beautiful and have a better Bahamas for Bahamians. Because when I look at Haiti, I think me and Professor had a show last year, wasn't it? Yeah, last year. And I told him, I said, I think if it was any other country in the Caribbean, that was to gain independence as being the first black country to gain independence and fought with France and all those white people, can you imagine? That country would have been in the same predicament as Haiti is now. Because it's the hatred the white countries have for Haiti. As a black first country to gain independence, of course they hate the people. Do you think you stand up to a white man like that? Free slavery. Free slavery. And they have the soup that they eat on January 1st. Listen, I always look forward to this soup, right? I'm teaching you guys a lot. This soup normally calls the freedom soup, right? Haitians eat that all the times. Why do you think they eat that soup? Because the reasons that Haitians eat that soup, the president of the League Association, Pastor Moise, had a service about on January 1st, which was Haiti's independence, is because that black people could not eat the soup at that time. The soup was only made for their masters. And that is why Haitians take pride in that soup. And if anybody else knew the history behind it, as a black person, we would have loved to eat that soup because Haiti not fought for only themselves, but they fought for every black person. Each one of us. No matter which country we are living in. And yes, so they weren't allowed to eat the soup because they was black. They was under slave. They were slaves and they were black. Black persons were not allowed to eat that soup. And that soup is called the freedom soup. Well, Haitians call it the soup jumu. And I see that even in the States, when I watched, I think it was CNN or MSNBC, and they went to, I think, Little Haiti on January 1st, and they went to, you know, where the Haitians had prepared the soup, and they was talking about it. Even the news reporters were eating some of the soup. So they look forward to that soup too. I guess, you know, it becomes a habit now because Little Haiti always prepare the soup on January 1st on their independence. That is why that is called the freedom soup. But after Haiti gained independence, then they freed slavery. That is when they were able to eat the soup. But under the white, none of them white people, they couldn't touch that soup. That was their master soup. That soup was only white people could eat that. And I think even if you weren't a slave, well, all black people was a slave back in the day. But you couldn't eat that soup if you was black. Isn't that something else? So of course, that shows us from back in the day that the people didn't like black people. If you had a soup, only white people could eat that, what that telling me? If you had a problem with me then, after I gain independence, do I still think you don't have a problem with me? That's when you hate me the most. Because I fought for my freedom. That's something you didn't want. You wanted to keep me under slave, as a slave. We wanted to keep me there to, you know, do whatever they do with slaves. Torture them all day and night and let them serve you, bow to you. And of course, France don't like Haiti. They will never do. And that is why they have that poor country in the states it is in now. Haiti had to pay France over almost $60 billion, billion, not even million, billion dollars of today's money for their own independence. Money that they had gotten to make the country a better place. They had plans in place to help the country. Can you imagine paying somebody almost $100 billion of today's money? Where are you going to get money from to do anything else? Of course you got to be broke after that. Flat broke, billions. Shoot. And even the Citibank, some of that money may help make it the way it is today. People, let us learn about history first before we can judge. Let us know and remember where we came from. As black people, we all resilient. And it's not because I'm a part of, you know, I have the Haitian blood in me. That's not why I'm saying that, no. I'm saying that because I have read. I have seen the actions, the big countries towards Haiti. I listened. I watched. And as my caller said, barbecue, everybody said they couldn't find barbecue. But the journalist was able to find barbecue. Right? What is that telling us? That means if they know where barbecue is, don't you think they know where all the other gang leaders are? Huh? With one touch of a button, Haiti can be a better country. Well, of course, the corruption's got to stop too. That's another story. Because the political leaders are just too corrupt, selling the country, selling themselves. They see money first and not the people. But President Jovenel Moïse, the late President Jovenel Moïse, he didn't bow down to anything. I remember during COVID, right? Everybody was being, taking the vaccine, and you had to been vaccinated to even get certain jobs and all during COVID. Certain jobs was asking you for your card. Do you have your card? I'm like, what? You can't even get the job if you're not vaccinated. And how many persons died in Haiti during COVID? How many? tell me. Haiti had no deaths during COVID. None. Didn't they ask the late President Jovenel Moïse for the people of Haiti to be vaccinated? What he said, and he said no. Say, we eat from the ground. Say, everything we eat, we make ourselves. Say, how could things that you eat from the ground kill you? And so said, so done. Because Haitians, even coffee, when my dad was in Haiti, even coffee, they just make that right straight from the ground in the backyard. Can you imagine that? Rice from the backyard. I'm like, really? He don't purchase anything except slaughter those goats. That's it. But after that, everything else, he eats straight from the ground. They make everything. The late President Jovenel Moïse said no, they will not be vaccinated because there is no need for it. And so said, so done. Now, we would expect Haiti, now with all them bunch of people now, doing COVID, no kind of mask, nothing. And they had zero effect. You may have had one or two persons, but after that, it's fine. Depends on, and I think the one or two persons who they had was persons who were coming from away. You know, those rich people who came from abroad, and they brought it. And that was it. And, you know, I was like, oh, my God, Haiti is going to be finished doing this COVID because it is so much of them. And these poor people, how they could even go to the city to be vaccinated, they're going to die. But President Jovenel, the late President Jovenel Moïse said no. He never bowed down to any foolishness. How could you like somebody like that? Of course they was going to kill the man. No countries could have brought him. He couldn't have been brought with no money, like the other dirty politicians in Haiti. He was clean. He was a good man. He put the people first, and he was working for the people. And of course, he was not from Port-au-Prince, so he wasn't one of the boys. That even made it worse. He wasn't one of them. So yes, they had to get rid of him. So know your history. Know what's going on around you. Yes. Sometimes I feel like it is too much patience. But at the end of the day, what if it was you or me? Put yourself in their shoes. Once you are here in the right way, I have no problem. Okay, so my producer is saying it's time for me to go. I'm enjoying the show. That's probably why. You see, I'm talking so much. So you guys definitely were listening to Guardian Let's Talk Together. It was a pleasure for me to do this show with you guys. And I'm sure everybody, all of my listeners learned something tonight, right? Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you again next week, Sunday. Have a good evening, Bahamas. Be safe.
multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an X-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Seyen epi chita, s'il vous plaît, yap rele pou radiografie. Tale, se sa ki fè rele saltan. Ou pa gen problem nan 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center, image at Grosvenor's, nou pa jam fè plize rendez-vous résultat. Sa vle di, entre, soti. Si test depi stajou moutre ekran, radiolog nou ka kondi alternatif test depi taja. Kounya la mem. Ou bien, rele nou nan 328-81-57 pou fè rendez-vous a 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center, image a Grosvenor, ou bien rele nou nan 328-81-57 fè rendez-vous a 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center, image a Grosvenor, ou bien visite location nou Kamakelod, Chaudière.
Wait, why you look